Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay, then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon,
listen for the words giddy and strategy.
Right now, the city may seem quiet and peaceful, but don't let that fool you. A fight is raging.
Give me that remote! That's mine!
The financial report.
But just then, our hero's super hearing picks up the distant cry of an old woman having trouble opening a mayonnaise jar. I said, just then.
I heard you. It's just, well, that's not exactly a job for Word Girl.
Okay, then. Enjoy the financial report.
Good point. I'll be right back. Jar emergency?
Help! Word Girl! Help! Word Girl!
Wait a minute. What's going on here? What is this?
Why, it's only the best hair gel in the world, that's all! Seymour Smooth Brand Super Bond Hair Gel. Works great on hair and superheroes. And now, on with the show.
Show? What show?
Say it with me, contestants.
Who wants to get rid of Word Girl?
What line is that? Who wants to get rid of Word Girl?
Wait, what?
That's right. The new game show sensation where villains compete for the grand prize. A chance to defeat Word Girl live on television.
God, sound investment.
Let's meet our contestant villains for today, shall we? He's a mad scientist who enjoys crime, cheese, and yelling at his incompetent henchmen. Please welcome Dr. Two Brains.
Thank you, Seymour. I'm positively giddy to be here.
I'm giddy too, Seymour. Real giddy, maybe even a little more than him.
Chuck, please, don't stop the buzzer. It's just for the game.
Is that going to be your strategy, copying everything I say? Give up now.
Yeah, all right, guys.
No, not all right. All wrong. No can does not know what giddy is.
I can help you out. When you're giddy, you're so excited and happy, you're almost dizzy. For instance, I'd be giddy to wake up and find out this was all just a bad dream. Yuck.
Just look. I'm the host. I'll handle the answers here. Thank you. Ahem. Giddy. Giddy means, what she said.
Oh, yeah, that was much better.
I liked it. I thought it was great, Seymour. You're America's favorite game show host.
Chuck?
Yeah, stop buttering up the host, Chuck.
Hey, that's not very nice saying that.
Guys.
I'm not here to be nice. I'm here to win.
All right, look, people. Could we just, hey, let's get started, shall we?
Okay.
No!
Is it buzz first and say the answer, or do the answer and then buzz?
Coming up next on the financial report, four old people are going to sit around a table and discuss really boring adult things.
No! That's it, Bob. Give me the remote. All right? Do you really want me to go there, Bob? Force me to do something really crazy. Walk all the way over to the TV and change the channel with my hand. Bob, hey, no, gotcha. Give me that. Bob, don't make me do it.
Hey, word, girl.
And now, finally, it's time to play round one of Who Wants to Get Rid of Word Girl? The show where one lucky villain will win the chance to defeat Word Girl live on TV! Okay, villains, here's your first question. Fill in the blank. We all know Word Girl has superpowers. She's super strong, she's super fast, and she's also super what? Time's up! Anybody? No can?
Oh, come on, No Can. Give it a try.
Give it a try? No! Not give it a try! No Can, give up!
All right, No Can passes. Chuck?
That was funny. No, No Can give up. She got you.
No! Was not funny, and I got you! Oh, no.
Gentlemen, please. No Can, why don't you just not return to your podium? Time's up, Chuck. What's your answer?
I'm sorry. What was the question again? She got me all. See what she does? You know, she has this way of always outsmarting people. It's super annoying.
That's it! That's the correct answer! In addition to her other superpowers, Word Girl is also super annoying! 100 points for Chuck!
I'm in the lead! I'm feeling giddy!
What, really? He gets points for that? That was just an accident!
Uh-oh, looks like someone's a sore loser!
Yeah. No one likes a sore loser!
I'm not a sore look, it's just...
All right, now, guys.
I'm smarter than a doctor. I'm smarter
right,
than a
people,
doctor.
Focus.
You know who else is super annoying? You, Chuck! You!
I'm smarter than a doctor.
Okay, sandwich head.
Time for round two. Let me remind you that our round two sponsor is Seymour Smooth Brand Teeth Whitener. When you're feeling giddy and want to smile bright, it'll get your teeth all shiny and white. Zing!
Wait, you're a monkey. Monkeys don't have money. Exactly how do you intend to pay for this ride? Wow, monkey, these are some great money-making strategies. This ride's on me.
Okay, welcome back. Everybody ready for round two? Here we go, question two. We all know Word Girl is the city's favorite superhero, so tell me, what exactly does Word Girl do to help the city?
Are you kidding me? Come on, you gotta be able to think of something.
Something? No, not something! Nothing!
That's correct! Word Girl does nothing to help the city. 100 points for No Can the Contrarian!
100 points!
He didn't use his buzzer.
You didn't either!
I'm using it now, see?
Gentlemen, please! I'm the host here. I make the rules, and I am ruling No Can's answer acceptable.
You know what? I don't think there are any rules. I think you're just making them up as you go along.
Hey, Word Girl might have a point there.
I really can't wait to get rid of you.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see how you're gonna do it.
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because that's the next and final question on...
Who wants to get rid of Word Girl?
All right, for 150 points and the victory, villains, please tell me, what's the best strategy for getting rid of Word Girl? Chuck, let's start with you.
Can't someone else go first? I don't want to have to admit I don't know what strategy means.
I'll help you out, Chuck. A strategy is a plan or way of doing something. For instance, if Seymour wanted to get rid of me but didn't know how, maybe his strategy would be to create a fake game show and trick you guys into giving him all your ideas.
Well, that's it exactly.
Fake game show? Using our ideas? Say, wait a minute.
Oh, I get it. So when I spray...
Don't you understand, Chuck? Seymour's been playing mind games with us.
Duh. It's called a game show. Boy, you're not... Wait, is that... No. I won't let you ruin this for me. My mother's watching. Hi, Ma. Look, look at me. I'm tied for first place.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, oh, please. We are here to fight Word Girl, not each other.
Seymour's right. Hear that, No Can? No more fighting.
No more fighting? No more fighting!
No, 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 no! All right, that's it. It's one thing for you nincompoops to ruin my show, but nobody ruins my hair. On guard!
Ow! Watch where you go!
Huggy, am I glad to see you. Quick, I'm stuck.
Guys, if any of you actually did have a good idea for getting rid of Word Girl, now would be a good time to use it.
Yikes!
Congratulations, Seymour. Looks like you've all won a trip to jail.
See, this is exactly why we need to get rid of her.
Hey, maybe if we all fight Word Girl together, we can defeat her.
I like that strategy.
So, Word Girl, it looks like you're finally trapped. Ha ha ha! We got you after all!
Stop! We're coming out!
Okay, we'll stop. Just keep your hands where we can see them.
Brought to you by Seymour Smooth Brand Teeth Whitener.
Not the smile! Becky, there's this new show on where Word Girl captures all the villains right on TV.
Oh, too bad I missed it.
Don't you wish there really was a Word Girl TV show?
Sure, I'd watch that. If I wasn't Word Girl.
Makes me giddy just thinking about it. In the meantime, if you're looking for more thrilling adventures, use this strategy. Tune in and join us for another incredible episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is recline. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Tommy!
Recline means to watch TV.
Sorry, that's incorrect. Phil, go ahead.
Recline means to lean or lie back.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
So I'm assuming I gave the right definition for recline?
Hmm? What's that? Oh, yes, yes, I believe you did.
So, does that mean I win a prize?
Probably.
Okay. Huggy, show me what I've won. An official Word Girl lemonade pitcher?
Ooh, I'll take a refill.
Oh, delicious. Mm. Well, that's it for today's episode. Mm. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Today's featured words are employee and doppelganger. One afternoon in the office of the Daily Rag's ace reporter. Yikes.
Whoa! Hi, Becky. Strong kick you've got there.
What is this?
It's a newspaper.
How could you write such a horrible thing about Word Girl?
Horrible thing? The whole article is about how wonderful Word Girl is and how the whole city adores her.
Well, what about this?
Word Girl often gets tricked by the villains, but in the end, she is always triumphant. And...
Word Girl does not often get tricked by the villains.
Yes, she does.
Name me one time Word Girl got tricked.
A week ago, Word Girl got trapped in a giant metal mouse by Dr. Two Brains. The next day, Word Girl was tricked by Granny May into joining her book club, but then sprayed her with a book rigged with Granny May perfume. And then yesterday, Word Girl was fooled by Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy. You know how many times that's happened? 50! Chuck even had a banner made to commemorate it.
So that's what he wanted the picture for.
Listen, Becky, I'm not sure why you're so upset, but I stand by my story.
Well, just because you have facts and some pictures, that doesn't make you any... I have to go.
Bye. What was her problem?
I can still hear you!
That's because I don't have a door! Anymore!
A little later...
Can you believe Scoops? Yeah, I know it was true. Well, I can tell you one thing. My days of getting tricked are over. You said it. I wonder what they're doing to cause such a racket. Hey, wait a second. That hat vendor looks a lot like... Mr. Big!
Excuse me?
Don't excuse me, me. Wait, was that... Yeah, no, that's right. Let me guess. Mind control hats?
I'm sorry, but you must have me mistaken for someone else. My name is Mr. Berg, not Mr. Big.
And how would you spell that?
B-I-R-G, Berg.
So basically Mr. Big with an R thrown in?
Uh-huh.
You think you can fool me into thinking that you're not Mr. Big?
But I'm not.
I'm supposed to believe that you and Mr. Big look exactly alike, huh? That you two are doppelgangers who just happen to live in the same city?
Doppel?
Do I look like someone who's easily fooled? Huh? Do I?
Fool?
And I suppose these hats aren't secretly mind control devices either, huh?
Mind control?
Are you just going to repeat everything I say?
Repeat everything you say?
Listen, Big.
Berg.
I don't know who you think you're fooling, but you are not going to get away with this.
I assure you, I'm not trying to get away with anything. I'm just an employee. I was hired to come down here to the park and give away these hats for free. Inspect one if you don't believe me.
Thank you, I will. Just a hat. A regular old hat.
Yes, I told you. Now, if you'll excuse me, Word Girl, I need to get on with my job.
Fine, but I'll be keeping an eye on you. Two eyes! Aha! I knew it! Huggy, this is it! Oh, lunch. Oh, wait! He's pulling out mustard. Oh, stand down, Huggy.
Hey, Word Girl! So, what are you up to? That guy over there looks a lot like... That's Mr. Big, isn't it? You're trying to take him down, aren't you? I'm the first on the scene of a major crime story.
Now, put your pen down. There's no crime here.
What do you mean, no crime?
Yet. Plus, I'm not even sure that's actually Mr. Big.
What was that?
I'm not sure that's really Mr. Big.
Well, who is it, then?
I don't know. I think it is Mr. Big, but he says his name is Mr. Berg, but I think it's Mr. Big in a fake mustache.
But you're not sure?
No.
What
are you writing?
Nothing. I'm pretty sure Word Girl has been...
Oh, I better get back to watching Mr. Oh, where'd he go?
Tricked again.
That shouldn't count. He didn't trick me, because you distracted me. I mean, I was fully focused and then... Come on, Huggy. Gotcha! What do you have to say for yourself now?
Hello?
That is Mr. Big's headquarters you're walking out of. So, you're Mr. Big!
Berg, with an R. Sorry.
And I suppose that box is full of more hats,
yes.
Oh. Okay.
Whew, did I stumble onto a story that proves the thing I thought was true?
Word up!
A little later...
Okay, that's it. Game's over. What are you up to, Mr. Big?
I am not Mr. Big. I am just an employee. You do know what an employee is, don't you?
Yes, it's a person who works for another person or company, so...
That's right, and that's what I am. A proud employee who works for an employer. My boss. Now, will you please leave me alone?
Well, if you're just an employee, then who is your boss?
He is. Hello, Word Girl.
Mr. Big! So you were telling the truth.
Told you.
So you somehow managed to find your doppelganger and hired him as an employee?
Doppel what now?
Doppelganger. It means someone who looks so much like another person, that it's almost like they're twins, even though they're not actually twins.
Well, then, yes, I found my doppelganger, hired him as my employee, then tricked you.
No, there was no tricking going on here, since Mr. Berg was telling the truth, and I was,
I tricked you.
Oh, fine.
Word Girl indeed was tricked.
Now, you mind telling me why?
Behold!
Wow, tacky.
Yes, it's not just an amazingly handsome statue. Oh, no. It's also a mind control device.
I knew you were up to something. I was not tricked.
Seem a little obsessed about the whole tricking thing. Fine, doesn't matter, though, because I win. Yeah!
Good morning, Mr. Pig.
What? Oh, why does this never work on you?
Modified the old helmets. So what are you using mind control for this time?
Yes, well, I'm going to use it to make everyone in the city my employee. They will all work for me. Then, I want everyone in the world to dress like me and put on a mask because I want to see what the world would look like if everyone was my doppelganger.
Really?
Yes, well, it's what I want. And Mr. Big always gets what he wants.
Not this time. Kiss your mind control device goodbye.
Kiss my force field hello, word girl. Excuse me? What is going on here? Well, I'm... Wait! Why aren't you under mind control? Mind control? Oh, no! The force field is blocking the mind control. Well, mind control! Force field! Mind control! Force field! Mind...
Stop! Seems like we're stuck here.
Yes. So what do you suggest?
Monkey distraction! Go, Huggy!
The controls have a very special lock on it, one that scans my face. The only person who can unlock it is moi, or someone who looks exactly like moi. So there.
You mean like a doppelganger?
Oh.
Just think, Mr. Berg, with one simple act, you can win the hearts and minds of a very grateful city.
Hearts? Minds? Oh, bah. Child's play, my friend, child's play. What you want is power. And you have the power to be equal to Mr. Big. Think about that.
Oh, please. He'll always be your boss. You'll always be his employee. He'll never treat you like an equal.
Well, that's true. I mean, who are we kidding? I don't have any equals. No, but I mean, we'll be very close.
Good morning, Mr. Pig. I like your mustache.
Oh, man.
Well, Scoops, it looks like you were right after all. Mr. Big...
That was amazing, Word Girl! You were on to Mr. Berg the whole time. Even though Mr. Berg was a decoy and Mr. Big was using him to distract you, you knew something was up. Even though Mr. Big thought he had distracted you, he did distract you, but then he didn't. You fooled him by making him think he fooled you, right?
What?
Of course! Oh, man, maybe Becky was right. Maybe I have to think of Word Girl in a totally different way.
Okay, but to be honest, he kind of did trick... yeah. Should probably stop talking while I'm ahead, huh?
And so, once again, Word Girl stops Mr. Big's doppelganger employee from taking over the city. Join us next time for another scintillating episode of Word Girl! Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Phil, you correctly defined the word recline. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yup,
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for recline. Okay, give it a shot, Phil.
It's number one. In that picture, Becky and Bob are reclining in beach chairs.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show Phil what he's won. An official Word Girl beach umbrella.
Ooh. Could you bring that umbrella over here, pal? I don't want to get sunburned. I owe you one, buddy. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is orange because it's my favorite color. I mean, like, I have orange sneakers, I have orange post-its at school, I have orange binders and books, I have orange shorts at my house. Like, there's just too many things. I can't even explain them all.
My favorite word is harmonica because I have one and I love to play it.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what jubilant means. That's right, jubilant means to feel so happy you want to jump up for joy. Congratulations, Huggy! Jubilant! More Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!